Good morning, everyone. Today is an exciting day in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. After a thorough search led by Rick Spielman, his team, and our ownership, we have selected a head coach who will be a great leader for many years to come. Mike Zimmer is a tremendous football coach. Mike Zimmer is a tremendous person. He is sincere, down to earth, no nonsense, and direct. He's intense on the football field, but he is respectful, and he will represent the Vikings organization very well. Coach Zimmer's been a leader and a winner at every stop in the NFL. And Vikings fans will love Coach Zimmer. He will help us compete for division championships each year, and he will lead us to our ultimate goal of bringing a Super Bowl championship to Minnesota. We are very excited. With that, I will turn it over to Vikings General Manager Rick Spielman. Thank you.
Thank everybody for coming. I want to first and foremost thank the Wolf family. They were extremely an important part of this process. They were at every interview that we had went to. We did 7 coaches in an 8-day span. And appreciate everything giving us the resources we needed to do to get that done. A lot of the coaches that we talked to out there, there are some very, very talented coaches, and I'm sure each and every one of the coaches that we talked to will eventually get an opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL. But when we talked to Mike Zimmer, there was something different about that. We interviewed him for a very long time. We brought him in for a second interview and spent another whole day with him. And the thing that stuck out to us the most was not only the passion, but the football intelligence and the leadership. And that's something that we felt very important going into this coaching search that we wanted to find. He has a great history of developing young talent, of taking veterans, and having them even play beyond their ability. And I don't want to, you don't have to stand up here and talk about what his defenses have done through his career. The other thing as we went through this search was talking to his former coaches, talking to former players, talking to agents who had players play for him. There was not one negative thing that was said about Mike Zimmer. The thing that stuck out the most was that he's going to coach hard. He's going to push you as hard as he can, but every person to a man said how much they love playing for Coach Zimmer. Working with him over the last couple days, there is no doubt in my mind that when we set out this process that we wanted to find the right guy. It did not have to be an offensive guy, a defensive guy, a special teams guy. It had to be a right guy for the Minnesota Vikings. And as we concluded this process, there is no doubt Mike Zimmer is the guy for the Minnesota Vikings. So it's a great honor and a great pleasure for me to introduce you to our new head football coach. It's a great day for the Minnesota Vikings, Mike Zimmer.
Here we got to go in front of here.
Thanks, Rick. You know, my family and I are thrilled and excited to come to Minnesota, a place with such tremendous passion and proud tradition. I walk down these hallways in the building here, and I see all the jerseys up on the wall of all the great players that played here, Hall of Fame players. I can walk down to the end of the hallway and talk to Hall of Fame coaches like Bud Grant. I want to thank the Wolf family ownership and to the general manager, Rick Spielman, for the opportunity that you presented with me. You know, I'm a Midwest guy. I grew up in an area very similar to this, watching NFC North football, the black and blue division. I was hunting and fishing in areas very similar to around here. I want Vikings football to be tough, smart, and aggressive team that plays with great passion and that works relentlessly for one common goal. I pride myself in making each player better with technique and teaching them every aspect of the game. I want our fans to be proud of the way we play. Tough, resilient, physical football. A team that makes big plays and represents them on the field and in the community. We don't win alone, we win as a team. And I'm determined to bring a championship to Minnesota. And I can't wait to get to work. Thank you.
Coach, did you ever wonder if this day was going to happen at any point in your career?
Well, sometimes you wonder, but I have a lot of confidence in myself. I feel like I was destined to do this. And, you know, for the first couple of days I've been here, that office upstairs feels really comfortable. So I'm excited about it. And, I thank the Wilfs and Rick for giving me this opportunity. And, you know, like I've told a lot of people, I've got a chip on my shoulder. I want to make sure that 31 other teams know that that I'm here and I'm ready to coach this football team.
Have you decided on your coordinators yet?
No, we're still working on the staff situations on everything right now, and we're going to announce the entire staff at a later time when we get them all finished.
A lot's been said about your no-nonsense kind of approach. But at the same time, former players have spoken out about the impact that you've had on them on and off the football field. What's your mentality towards player development for the people that they are as well as the players on the field?
Well, you know, I think one of the things about being a coach, number one, you're a teacher. So you're trying to teach them about techniques. You're trying to teach them about all the different aspects of the game of football, not just offense or defense, but what the other side of the ball is thinking. And so part of that, though, is teaching them about life and trying to get them to become better citizens, to become better fathers, to become better spouses and all of those types of things. So, you know, I just think that's all part of the role that you have. And luckily, I've had a lot of good mentors with me. And, you know, I've got a lot of the players I've grown close to.
What do you see? How do you evaluate what the situation that you're walking into and what needs to be done to improve?
Well, I think we've got a great group of young core talent here. You know, obviously we've got some very, very special players, and you know, we're still in the evaluation process of all those things. What we want to try to do is get everybody together. You know, the scouts, Scott Studwell and George Patton and everybody in this organization has done a fantastic job of evaluating a lot of guys. And so I think we want to just make sure that we continue on that road. And then, you know, I'm a big believer in when we get out here in the field, you know, show me what you can do. And, you know, so I don't ever want to prejudge a player from what I see on film, because I don't know what the previous coaches have told them. And I have my own ideas on the way I want to do things.
How involved do you plan to be with designing the defense?
Very. You know, I plan on it being very similar to what I've done in Cincinnati. You know, it's always going to be part of my little baby, because that's kind of who I am and what got me here. So that'll always be a big part of me.
Teams want to hear when they bring in prospective coaches. What did you want to hear from the Vikings to be sold on this job?
You know, there was quite a few things. I wanted to find out how Rick and I could work together. You know, because I think that's maybe the most important thing, is the general manager and the head football coach are on the same page. You know, I talk a lot about with the players about being on the same page, everybody understanding their roles, knowing what to do and how to do it and how we expect to do it. So him and I being on the same page is probably more important than anything. And then, you know, with the Wilfs, you know, they want to win a Super Bowl as bad as anybody in the world. And I can't wait to stand on the podium with Ziggy and Mark and Jonathan, and we're standing on the podium and we look up and the confetti is falling down on top of us and we're all hand in hand, and the commissioner Goodell comes over and he hands the Super Bowl trophy to Mr. Wolf and tells him he's world champion. So that is my goal and that is my drive.
What were your impressions of the Vikings team you played against us in December last month?
Well, honestly, you know, I studied their offense, and honestly, I was nervous as all get out that week. You know, they were 13th in the league in offense when we played them. They've got a lot of talent. They got some physicality to them. You know, obviously, they've got some great players on the offensive side of the ball. So I thought it was going to be a heck of a game, and sometimes those kind of games just turn out the way they did.
Intense you are on the field, and anyone who's seen Hard Knocks sort of points to your fiery sort of nature, but how would you describe your personality?
Well, you know, Hard Knocks can kind of let me first say about Hard Knocks, the people that do that show are extremely, extremely professional. I've never worked with as many great media people as I did I did three times, so you know, they can kind of portray you any way they want to. And, you know, obviously on the field, I'm going to be a fiery kind of guy at times when I feel I need to. You know, there's times when I call guys in the office and talk to them. But I think I'm an honest person. I think I'm sincere. All I want to do is make each player better, however that is. And honestly, I coach guys differently. So I'm going to be passionate on the field because that's who I am. That's why they hired me, is to be passionate and to be an expert in my field. And so those are the things that I plan on doing.
Michael, your blunt personality, what are the challenges?
Who said I'm blunt?
I think everyone. It's a blunt,
no.
Direct, no nonsense.
Well,
what are the challenges?
I might be direct, and I'm sometimes nonsense, as you can tell now.
What are the challenges that you face stepping from coordinator to face of the franchise, where maybe honesty isn't always the best policy as far as what you're trying to portray?
I think honesty is always the best policy. You know, that's what players want. Players want to be coached. They want to be told what is right and what's wrong. And I'm doing a disservice to our players if I'm not honest with them. You know, I want people to be honest with me, and I'm sure you want people to be honest with you. And so, you know, there's different ways to do it. And so I just think that's the best way. That's the best way to be. And I'm going to try to do my very best to be as honest as I can. And you know, sometimes they don't like the answer, but they respect the answer.
Mike, while there are the allegations that you are blunt, do you think that hampered you?
I think that's Hard Knocks.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you think that hampered you in previous interviews? I think you had five previous for NFL coaching jobs. I mean, you were so direct, and maybe that possibly turned off some owners. And did you change anything in this interview?
You know what? I was never blunt in any interview. I was never direct in any interview. I told them what I think. I would wish that you could ask these guys standing over here how I was in that interview. I was not any different than anyone. So that was a perception by whoever put that out there. So that was not the case.
A lot of players just came out unsolicited and gave their support. And Bill Parcells is one. Is there a certain coach that you may talk to for guidance that you respect, that you might fashion being a head coach after?
Yeah, you know, I have several, but Bill obviously is a great Hall of Fame coach, and he's always been a great mentor of mine. You know, he used to, when I was in Dallas, my office was right next door to his, and so he'd come in and he'd say, Mike, when you're head coach, write this down. It was like daily he would tell me things like that. He called me, you know, after I accepted the job here, and he first thing he said was, Mike, write get a pen, write this down. He said, so he had three things for me to write down that day. And so, you know, I actually I'm going to go down and see him. We're going to visit about the first part of the process about being a new head coach in a new program. But, you know, I've worked under Barry Switzer, who's a Hall of Fame coach, Marvin Lewis, who I was with for 6 years, Mike Price. You know, my father was a high school coach and is in three Hall of Fames, two for coaching and one for playing. And so, you know, I think you get molded in a lot of different ways, especially when you're growing up. But hopefully I've continue to learn as the process goes, and hopefully that some of the coaches that we hire learn from me someday.
Questions.
As a franchise quarterback in the NFC North, how big of a challenge will that be for you to get a quarterback up to speed to lead your team?
Well, we're going to try to do our very best to have the best quarterback in the division. I understand there's some very good quarterbacks in this division, but you know, my job is to win football games. It's not to worry about if our quarterback's fourth best in the division or first best in the division. What we want to try to do is win football games however we have to. It doesn't matter what kind of offense. You know, I've run the 4-3, I've run the 3-4, and quite honestly, as long as everyone is on the same page, everybody knows what they're supposed to do, everybody does it to the best of their ability, you can win football games. And, you know, if a lot of times, if you don't make mistakes, you beat half the teams in this league.
Good friend of mine.
Bill is a very good friend of yours. He told me that.
You. And he said that the great thing you got, he believes in hiring sons of coaches. He says that you show me one that hasn't succeeded.
Well, yeah. Bill did tell me he's a very good friend of yours. He actually was the first name that he mentioned out when he called me on the phone about a week before. So, I'm just hoping that this coach's son succeeds.
Mike, can any or all three of the quarterbacks on the roster work for what you want to accomplish?
You know, honestly, I've honestly been here 48 hours. I've been looking at, you know, I'm trying to get coaches hired, number one. I'm looking at some of the defensive players first. And then once we get the offensive coordinator hired, I think what we're going to do is sit down. We'll start to evaluate those guys. But I think it would be unfair for me to come up here and say so-and-so is not ready to play or so-and-so is going to be a great quarterback. You know, we all have to prove our worth. And that's no different than myself or the quarterback or anybody else.
Have you talked to any players yet?
I have talked to some players. Some players have called here. I plan on doing a lot more of that in the future. My message really is just to get to work, you know, and kind of the same things I've been telling y'all about working together, playing real hard. You know, if you ask any coaches around the league that played against my defenses, they will tell you that, you know, maybe we're not the fanciest, maybe we're not the most exotic, but they're going to have a full day's work playing against us. And that's kind of what I want our football team to represent, that, you know, when you go play the Minnesota Vikings, you're going to have a full day's work ahead of you. You're going to have to go out and beat us, because we're not going to beat ourselves, and we're going to give you all you want that day.
You talk about
the defenses in Cincinnati. Do you prefer the 4-3, and what would you describe your defensive philosophy as?
You know, honestly, I want to fit our scheme to the players to the best of their abilities. And like I said before, it really does not matter if it's a 3-4 or 4-3. And as far as my philosophy, I want to stop the run and I want to hit the quarterback. So, you know, however that is, if we got a blitz, you know, I think we have a great blitz package. I think we have But I want to be fundamentally sound in what we do. I don't want to, you know, there's teams that can go out there and make a lot of big plays, but they're not fundamentally sound. And then when the game gets on the line, they don't perform in the crucial situations of the game.
You talked about having a good relationship with Rick Spielman. What do you think is the best coach general manager relationship as far as roster and so forth? Who has the final decision on rosters and things like that?
You know, I think this is a collective team effort. And Rick and I have been extremely honest with each other. And like I've been talking about all day is honesty. I think the more that we're honest with each other, are we going to disagree? Yes. You know, we all have opinions, and that's a good thing. But the most important thing is when we walk out of there together, arm in arm, and it's a Minnesota Viking decision, not Mike Zimmer decision or Rick Spielman decision or anything like that.
Have you been encouraged to keep coaches under contract for Leslie Frazier's staff, and do you anticipate keeping them?
No, I haven't been encouraged. You know, for the most, you know, what they want to do here is get the best football staff they can have here. And so, you know, we've talked about different different situations and players, but I mean coaches. But you know, we're just trying to work through all that, those things. You know, it's been kind of a whirlwind here. I had to find the bathroom the first day. You know, so it's not like it's you know, business as usual for me.
Do you plan on calling defenses on game day, or will your defensive coordinator handle that?
I may. I think, you know, I do think that I'm. That's one of my expertise areas, and if need be, I will. You know, that'll be a little bit of a transition, so I'll have to work through that. You know, I think part of that, you know, for me will be some of the preseason games, how I feel about the things we're doing defensively, how I feel about the game management, how taking the penalties, talking, you know, communicating with the offense. You know, so I think all those things will be a little bit of a let's wait and see. You know, and I told Rick the same thing. You know, I'm an observer. You know, everybody says you're going to go out there and just chew people's butts and all this stuff. That's not true. I go out and I observe to find out what needs to be fixed, and then I fix. I do think I'm a fixer, and I think I'm an observer. And so, you know, if guys are doing things correctly, there's no issues whatsoever. And I think the whole situation, we go out on the football field, you know, I've told my players many times before, you know, when we've had a bad game, I said, here's what I do, I fix stuff, I'm going to go out and I'm going to fix this, and they all trust that I'm going to get it fixed. And so that's kind of what my personality is.
Will you retain Mike Prefer, and in making that decision, will you factor in any of the allegations that have been made about him?
Well, really what I'm going to do is evaluate all the coaches, okay, all the coaches that are here. We're going to continue to evaluate all the coaches on the outside, and then we're going to make a decision on all those things collectively. I haven't made any decisions on coaches so far, and we're going to announce all those at that time.
What element are you looking for from your coaching staff?
Excuse me?
What single element are you looking for while you're making your coaching
staff? I want teachers. I want leaders. I want guys that that will convey the message that I'm trying to convey. You know, they don't all have to be like me, you know, that's hard to do anyway, but, you know, I want guys to be themselves, but, most importantly, I want guys to be great teachers, great motivators, great leaders, and obviously great technicians and football coaches.
You talk a lot about being a fixer, a teacher. I would imagine that accountability, holding players accountable for their performance, learning is a big part of that. How does, under your philosophy, how does that take shape? I mean, is that more in the film room or personal conversations? Or?
All different ways. You know, players learn so many different ways. But you're right. Accountability is a big, big factor. Our players are going to be accountable here. They're going to be accountable to me, and I'm going to be accountable to the ownership and the general manager. And that's the first step. You know, they said, you know, there's a great quote by Vince Lombardi that says, once you have their hearts, they'll follow you anywhere. And so that's really what I want to do. I want to grab these players' hearts and get them to follow me.
Mike, is it safe to assume your son will be on your staff, or does he first have to blow you away in the interview process?
It's not safe to say that. I have worked with my son, but as I said before, our most important thing right now is to evaluate the coaches and see where everybody fits.
Mike, how will you structure the offensive coaching staff? Are you looking for, you know, a guy that comes in as a coordinator, he kind of runs that side of the ball, or how would you?
No, I want to be the head coach. You know, I want to hire an offensive coordinator, yes, and I want him to have his ideas, but I want to be the head coach. I want to be in charge of this football team. I want to be in charge of everything that we do here. So, you know, there'll be times when I'll go in the offensive room and talk to him about certain plays and doing different things and what I've seen on tape and what, you know, being a defensive coach, knowing a lot of things that hurt certain defenses. And, you know, and I know a lot of coaches in this league from playing against them for so long. But my goal is to be the head coach, not the defensive coach, and then to have an offensive coach to be the offensive coach.
Be a role player, and some of your former players said it was you that have turned them around and made them better players. Do you want to be hands-on like that here with specific players, say if it's on offense and you think this kid has so much more potential than what I think my coordinator is letting him do? Will you be aggressive in that approach?
Definitely. I hopefully that's one of my strengths. You know, I love players like that. I love players that have something to prove. I love taking guys that people said can't play anymore, or they're not smart enough to play, or whatever the reason is, because a lot of people said that about me. So I kind of feel a special bond to those type of guys, and you know, it makes me feel good when I can take players that haven't worked out at other places and turn them into good football players and good people. And so I guess the short answer is yes.
Do you think the relationship with player changes now that you're a head coach as opposed to a coordinator?
You know, I don't know. I haven't been in this role long enough. My role on defense was always a leader. I wasn't buddy-buddy with him. I didn't go out and have dinner with him. Or, you know, I told him the first day I walked in Cincinnati that I don't need their cell phone numbers. I'm not going to call them and go out to dinner. But if I need to find them, I'll find them. And so, you know, that's kind of how I'm going to be here. But, you know, I think you develop relationships with people. You don't walk in and say, hey, you know, I'm your new coach. You know, let's go, you know, now we're buddy buddies. It doesn't work that way.
Mike, you suffered the tragic loss of your wife in 2009. I'm wondering if you could talk about who helped you through the recovery process and whether there were emotions leading up to this that, you know, Vicky obviously wasn't able to be here for you to become a head coach now.
You know, it was an extremely hard time. The people in Cincinnati were fantastic. You know, Marvin Lewis was fantastic. The football team, the defensive players were really fantastic. Yeah, she would be real proud today. She'd be real proud today.
Did you talk to Adrian Peterson at all? And if so, what was the dialogue like?
I've reached out to Adrian. We haven't been able to talk yet. But I look forward to doing that, and I look forward to visiting with all the players. Today, 35 years
well,
ago?
Not to the
oh,
day. All right. Did you see then the possibility for this day happening?
Yes. I mean, you know, like I said before, I've always had a lot of confidence in myself. Obviously, I've become a better football coach in 35 years, I hope. But, you know, I just know that I'm pretty good at my job. I'm pretty good at what I do, and it's kind of shown out by the players that have talked about me, and honestly, I'm paying most of them anyway. So that makes me more proud than anything, is to have players unsolicited talk about me in those kind of things.
Time for two more questions.
It's about time. I thought that was about four questions ago.
Do you have a timeline on when you want your staff in place, and how do you kind of see the next couple of weeks here playing out?
We don't have a timeline. Obviously, you'd like to get it done as fast as you can, but it's more important to get the right people. You know, it's not like the draft is coming up and we have to have it on a certain day. We have to find the right people and the right mixture and nucleus for this football team and for this football staff. That's the most important thing. And if it takes 2 months, I don't think it will, but if it takes 2 months, then that's the best thing.
Last one, are there some that you may have targeted as potential candidates that are involved in games right now yet?
Well, I think always you have people that you know and are kind of, you know, you always have a list, just like I'm sure Rick had a list of guys that he wanted to talk to. And I think you always have a list. I don't know if it's targeted or and I don't know if any of them are in championship games or not. All I know is that we'll get it done as fast as we can to the best we can. Thank you.